You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 Omicron variant dominated discussions at today's National Cabinet meeting between Prime Minister Scott Morrison and state and territory leaders. Mr. Morrison told Sydney radio station 2GB that Australia is readily prepared for 2022, despite the appearance of the latest strain.
Look, this is progressing well. We're obviously getting more information. The severity of this virus is so far not presenting to be worse than what happened with Delta. And it's important that people get those vaccinations, as you say. And I mean, Australia's vaccination rate is now one of the highest in the world. We've just got WA to get past that 80% mark, and that will only be a couple of days away. We'll soon go past the 90% mark for the country.
Professor Brendan Murphy, the Secretary of the Commonwealth Department of Health, says there is no need to panic over the Omicron variant.
The information out of South Africa suggests that we're not seeing a high incidence of hospitalisation and severe disease, but we still need to learn more. We have to get information from other countries who now have significant clusters of this virus. We're still doing lab tests on this variant, and as I said before, there is a suggestion that the vaccines will benefit from a booster to protect against this strain. We don't know how it will spread in Australia, but we do know that it is here, and certainly in Sydney, and it is likely to spread.
Vaccinations were also a key topic in today's Cabinet meeting, with the Prime Minister urging citizens to get their booster shots as soon as they are eligible. This aligns with Friday's announcement that children as young as 5 are now able to get a COVID-19 vaccine after the country's leading vaccination advisory group gave the final approval. Pfizer can now be administered to 5 to 11-year-olds from early next year, with Moderna also seeking approval to join the rollout. Health Minister Greg Hunt announced that around 2.3 million children will be able to get vaccinated from January 10th, with bookings for this age bracket opening in late December.
It protects our children, it protects their families, and it protects their schools. And so these are really important steps. And we have, in my view, the best medical regulators and medical experts in the world.
The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisations are recommending doses be spaced 8 weeks apart. In light of this announcement, the Australian Council of Trade Unions is now calling on the federal government to provide paid leave for every worker, including casual workers, to take their children to get vaccinated and to look after them as they recover from routine side effects. ACTU Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien told SBS News that there are limited appointments in out-of-office hours for parents to take their children to get jabbed.
There's absolutely a risk that there will be unequal access to vaccines. If some parents are forced to have to work through summer, indeed if they don't have leave because they've used so much of it up in isolation this year, we know that that means that children won't get equal access to vaccines. We need to make sure that all workers are supported to take their kid to get vaccinated.
As of Friday afternoon, 40 million vaccines have been administered across the country. Meanwhile, the festive season celebrations are building, and New South Wales Health is concerned about the increased transmission taking place in larger social venues. The state recorded 516 cases on Friday, its highest daily toll since October 9th, 2 days before lockdown lifted. Among the positive cases was a traveller whose diagnosis sparked a short-lived lockdown of Noah's Hostel in Bondi, while recent outbreaks have also occurred at the Golden Sheaf Hotel in Double Bay, the Oxford Tavern at Petersham, and the Albion Hotel at Parramatta. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty of New South Wales Health urges people to remain vigilant.
New South Wales Health is also concerned about the increased transmission taking place in venues such as pubs, clubs and party settings. The transmission in these types of settings is contributing to the increase in cases in New South Wales, and we urge people not to attend any of these social functions or venues if you have any symptoms at all, even if mild.
Further north, Queensland has recorded 6 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and is investigating a 7th, just 3 days before border restrictions to interstate hotspots ease. All 7 cases were detected on the Gold Coast, with at least one, a partially vaccinated man in his 20s, being infectious in the community. Health Minister Yvette Dath says the state now sits at just over 80% of adults double-jabbed.
We can assume that there is likely to be transmission happening across the Gold Coast. We know that the Gold Coast double-dose rate of vaccination is around 4 to 6% lower than the rest of Brisbane. So we need people to come out immediately and get vaccinated.
Victoria has confirmed two travellers who landed in Melbourne from Dubai on November 30 have both tested positive for the Omicron strain. Genomic sequencing is underway for a third person on that flight, who has also tested positive for the virus. The state reported 1,206 new infections and a further two deaths, with their number of Omicron cases now sitting at three. The Northern Territory has detected four new cases of the virus, as a cluster linked to three crowded households in Katherine continues to grow. The new cases were found among 87 tests after a health order in the area now labelled a red zone mandated testing for any resident seeking to leave. Health Minister Natasha Fyles says there was unclear messaging as to whether residents in this newly declared red zone had to isolate until they received a negative result.
I did apologise that the communication was not clear enough. We should have had them being spoken to very early on, but you can see from three results out of 87 why we had to act so quickly.
Meanwhile, genomic sequencing is underway to determine if the new Omicron variant has been detected in South Australia. Premier Stephen Marshall says there are concerns related to a couple of cases overnight. Six new cases have also been detected in the ACT, as the state's vaccination levels continue to lead the country, now sitting at 98.2% of people aged 12 and over. Brooke Young, SBS News.